Visit the new Governor State University. Discover more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Monday, February 15th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Critics are calling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert ambitiously creative.
I love it, I love it.
Incredibly smart.
Yes!
A winning ticket. Woo! Truly bold television.
You got me.
And the coolest show in late night.
Y'all ready to do this thing?
Find out what all the buzz is about. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, CBS weeknights, or stream it live or on demand.
The hat has spoken!
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
This Sunday,
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50.
Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers.
Our coverage starts at 3 p.m.
Listen live
on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
WSCR in HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
Just past 4 and from the Score Update Studios, I'm Matt Rodewald with a scoreboard update. It rolls on to Northern California Super Bowl week, and retiring or not, Peyton Manning is trying his best to just focus on one more game.
Not getting too far ahead, not looking too far back, has really helped me. And so I am excited about this week and looking forward to playing in this game. And I'm going to focus on that and then deal with all the other stuff after this.
No practice today for either the Panthers or the Broncos. It's a full day off now, like it usually is during the regular season, now that Media Day is on Monday nights. Lady Gaga is going to sing your national anthem for the Super Bowl, and don't forget you can hear full coverage of Super Bowl 50 right here Sunday on 670 The Score. More football news. The Browns, they're tired of Johnny Manziel, and they are getting ready to cut ties. A report out of Cleveland today says the team will release Johnny Manziel in March when the league turns over its calendar year. The Tribune is reporting that the University of Illinois is ready to interview 7 candidates for the school's athletic director position this week. And per that report, Eastern Illinois athletic director Tom Michael is on top of that list. He is a former mainstay in Champaign under Ron Gunther. And NIU athletic director Sean Frazier will also talk to the Illinois Search Committee tomorrow down in Indianapolis. The report says the Illini reached out to Northwestern's Jim Phillips, but he declined to be interviewed. Hockey, the Blackhawks are in Colorado tonight. Jonathan Toews will not be, though. Remember, he was suspended because he didn't go to the All-Star game in Nashville this weekend. Corey Crawford is in net tonight. The Bulls are off. They'll be in Sacramento tomorrow to face the Kings. College hoops tonight. DePaul playing host to 11th-ranked Providence out in Rosemont. We'll have that for you at 7:45 right here on The Score. Northern Illinois has lost 2 straight, but they are back home tonight where they are a perfect 13-0, facing off against Buffalo late tonight. Bradley also traveling to Missouri State this evening. WNBA News, the Sky acquiring Fenwick and Notre Dame grad Devereaux Peters from Minnesota. Scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And also brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. I'm Matt Rodewald, and you're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50 when the Broncos take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 o'clock on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Find genuine value at Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
It's a thrill here. We got Antoine Fats Domino, Spike Lee's here. We got Brad Pitt. We had a chance to say hello to him.
Hub Arkish
on the sideline. Doesn't get any better than this.
670 The Score's NFL Insider.
We sat there and predicted exactly this, that this was who this team was.
Editor of ChicagoFootball.com.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades of experience.
NFL columnist for Shaw Media and the Chicago Sun-Times.
Martellus Bennett right now is worth a lot more to the Chicago Bears than a 6th or 7th round pick.
Hub Arkish.
You guys are going to be in San Francisco. I'll look forward to that.
Occasionally recover well from a good bender, guys. So I'll see if I can get you out one.
Oh, yeah, we'll, you know, uh-oh. Oh, we're just talking. Okay.
This is going to get
all right, if you're going, I'm going to get drunk, Hub.
We'll do it one night, guys.
Oh, boy.
Here they go. Watch out down there, Hub. Stay safe.
Hub Arkish with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
That's right, and we still plan to go out and have that bender at 4:05 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Home Run In, the perfect pizza for the big game. Hub is on Twitter at Hub Arkish. He is also at Shy Football, ChicagoFootball.com. Hello, Hub.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. So let us know what it's like. We're headed out there in just a bit. What should we expect? What's the vibe?
Well, you know, I think it's a good vibe because you've got two interesting teams with a bunch of kids who really seem happy to be here. They're embracing the moment. They're having a good time. You've got two very refreshingly approachable head coaches. They're answering questions. You know, the collar starts to get tighter as the week goes on. Last night was kind of the usual silliness. It used to be media day. Now it's opening night. That allowed us to give a little extra visit. I'm actually on a bus from San Jose back to San Francisco now, having just met with the Panthers. The fact that they did that show last night created one extra day of media availability. So we had a little more relaxing time with some of the second-level players, so to speak. The Stars were out last night, although we did just visit with Cam Newton and Peyton Manning. And, you know, the people of the area are great. The whole idea is graciousness. They welcome you everywhere with smiles. The one big issue, guys, is that everything is so far apart. It's an hour, hour and a half ride to get from the media center to the team hotels. And there's no real central location where you'd say, this is where everybody's going to be celebrating the Super Bowl. But there are a lot of nice areas out here, and everybody's having a good time so far.
And we're still good for the bender?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can think of a lot of places for the bender. That's the easy part.
It's good scouting for me.
Yeah, thanks. We might have to go by the old Pat Kennedy rule of never have more than one drink in the same bar. So we just kind of keep it moving.
I'm not sure which hotel you guys are at, but mine, the Hilton Financial is one of the big media hotels, and we are smack dab in the middle of Chinatown, and so there's all this great Chinese food and a couple of really good jazz bars around that I've managed to find in less than 24 hours here.
Wow. So, yeah, I had one of the best dim sum lunches of my life in San Francisco. There's also a terrific Jewish deli downtown called David's. It's got a really representative pastrami sandwich.
Yeah, well, we'll have to find that. That I was not aware of yet.
I've been there a couple times. Believe me, we're not going to be hurting for food. So boil this down now with Peyton Manning seems to be trying as hard as he can to not talk about what everybody wants to talk about. Is he going to be successful in just keeping this tamped down, pushed away? I don't know if it's an outward manifestation of what he's actually doing internally, but look, it's probably going to be his last game and everybody knows it, but it's not something that he apparently wants to make a big deal out of. Maybe he thinks it's a distraction for his team. It's not the right thing to do as a leader of a team, or personally, he just doesn't want to confront it right now.
Yeah, you know, Ben, he is such an engaging guy, and he can be so gracious, and he really is with almost any question he gets, any member of the media. At least that was my experience last night and again today. But I think, yes, he is going to get away with it. And I think the reason that he's doing it is exactly what you just said. He doesn't want to do anything to take the focus away from this thing, the Denver Broncos, and the Super Bowl. Now, let's not forget, guys, that he was the leader of the team that embarrassed itself about as well as any team has been embarrassed in a Super Bowl just 2 years ago. And I'm sure a lot of that is on his mind. I don't think there's any question at this point that this is going to be his last game. And I didn't really know that or feel that coming out here. I think when you listen to his answers, when you see how comfortable he is, it just feels like that's the way it's going. But if there's any chance he's going to talk to anybody about that after the game on Sunday.
I would think the Panthers are probably pretty loose, too. It certainly sounds like Cam Newton was, because he's got the one-month-old child that's walking or says he's going to walk.
Please.
So, I mean, it seems to me, because they're always, the two quarterbacks have been in the news since this thing started, a lot about Cam Newton and the kind of guy he is and some unhappy people and Dick Butkus doesn't like him and Brian Urlacher doesn't like him, don't like the celebrations. You know, there's a shock, right? So, I mean, it seems like both teams, from what I'm just reading stuff from a distance, are pretty, you know, feet on the ground about this thing at this point anyway.
I think you're right, Sarah.